Now, from Ticks in the Forest and Nights Under Canvas to the seaside. Jim, one for you. Mike wants the answer to this one.
Why does the sea feel warmer in the evening than in the morning?
Now, is that Mike's psychology, or is he correct in his estimations that the sea is warmer in the evening than it is in the morning?
I would say, strictly speaking, there's quite often no difference at all in the sea temperature. Water's very good at spreading energy through great volume. So sea temperatures, when you look at the deep ocean temperatures or, say, the North Sea or the English Channel, they might be within 0.5 of a degree for days at a time. So you won't get a diurnal change. I think we should be more talking about what the beach is like, because one of the things about being at the seaside, of course, is that most beaches that are popular are sand. And sand is very good at retaining the energy from the sun during the day in the top few millimetres of sand grains. And sand grains also have big air gaps between them, so that's a good insulator. So it's very hard for energy from sunlight to penetrate deep into sand. So you know from your holidays in any sort of climate, but particularly heat waves like the one we're having in the British Isles this summer, you walk on a sandy beach and it's really hot to your bare feet. And sandy soils are particularly good at gaining heat quickly and losing heat quickly. So let's say, for example, you're going to the seaside at dawn, you've got out of your tent, pull back the door and you think, yes, let's go and have a swim before breakfast. The sandy beach will have cooled overnight, so it'll be at its lowest temperature. You go into the sea and your feet are cold and it feels quite chilly, but let's say the tide is not in yet. But when the tide comes in across a cold, it's just coming in, comes in across the cold sand, it's not warmed up. You compare that to the second half of the day when you've had the whole day's sunshine heating the sand and the tide comes in over, it's like moving it in over a hot plate. So the water, the shallow layer of water that you're splashing about in, is immediately being warmed from below. And the sea will feel warmer. And actually, it is warmer, but the deep, well-mixed water offshore isn't changing much at all. So I think he's absolutely right with the observation.
I did quite a bit of sailing in my youth on estuarine waters, and you used to find that the water on the outgoing tide at the end of a day was a lot warmer because the tides come in over very, very hot mud flats and absorbed all the energy from the mud, exactly as you're saying, Jim. And then when that water goes back out to sea again at the end of the tide, it's a lot warmer.
It's something that happens particularly in some parts of the country where you have very, very shallow estuaries, like the Wash in East Anglia is one, and that affects temperatures of the land nearby. So there'll be many places around the world where you have deltas and such like, where you've got these shallow seas, and the temperature on the land will be affected greatly by whether the tide is in or out. And that can also affect whether, when you get mist and fog from the sea rolling inshore, that warmth that's given over the mudflats will determine whether the fog evaporates before it gets inland or not. And you can have a very different day at the seaside depending on whether the tide's in or out.
Thank you very much, Jim.